and the Night Roll. Justin Moore on 102.7 KORD. It's Greg and Woody, the Cord Waking Crew, for a happy Thursday. It's 8:11. Something special. Boy, there's a lot going on this weekend. A lot going on between the blues and brews and the
gulge and the fishing.
Right. The kids' fishing tournament going on and the Walla Walla Balloon Festival and everything. There's something that really, truly is important. And it's free. And the kids can end up with a new bike helmet for the first, 500 kids under 18. This is pretty awesome. Please welcome to the Court Entertainment Complex, Kathleen Clary Cook. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
And Emily Volland. Hi, Emily.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So you guys are with Cadillac Safe Kids this weekend.
Right. Safe Kids Saturday. Emily is with Cadillac, and I'm with Safe Kids Benton Franklin.
And this is going to go on for 4 hours on Saturday, 10 a. to 2 p. Tell us what we can expect and why this is a fun family event.
Great. We're happy to tell you about it. One thing I'll note is that this is the 20th annual Safe Kids Saturday event. That's just important to note about all of the organizations that participate in this event have such a vested interest in the safety and health of the kids in our community. So again, just a testament to the community that we live in that this event has been going on for 20 years. But it's a family-friendly event for kids of all ages. It's free. Again, this Saturday, May 10th, in the Corrado Building parking lot, which is on the main Cadillac Regional Medical Center campus, what families can expect are over 30 attendees who have different information about different safety aspects. So they're going to get information on electrical safety, on railroad safety, on how to dial 911. They're going to get to step into a Northwest MedStar helicopter, an emergency response vehicle. Richland Fire's going to be there with their fire trucks. They're going to be able to get fingerprinted by the Richland Police Department. So just, again, over 30 participating attendees, just more than we can even tell you in the time we've got.
You know, it's always good to get your kids fingerprinted while they're innocent.
True story.
There's lots of fun events for the kids to do. We have a bike rodeo, and we bring the bicycles, so nobody has to bring their own bike. And as you mentioned, Seattle Children's brings a whole group of volunteers who are trained to fit bike helmets, and they have almost 500 bike helmets that they'll be giving away.
For free.
Absolutely free.
Everything's free at this. It's really an awesome event. Kids will learn things like what to do in case of a fire. When I was a kid, it was deny, deny, deny.
Wait for your lawyer.
But seriously, you realize, and how many stories do you see where a kid knew what to do and did the right thing? Mom and dad maybe couldn't get to the phone. There was an unconscious, you know, situation or whatever. And kids saves the family. I mean, when kids know, they act quickly.
That's right.
So that's really what this whole thing's about. Water safety. Poison prevention. I remember my first poison. Like you said, the bike rodeo and finger painting and all this stuff. Huh? And it's not on the list here, but I heard since you want families to show up and kids of all ages, sometimes that means moms with little ones, there will be a lactation station.
That's correct. The Benton Franklin Health District and WIC will have a private area for moms to sit and feed their babies.
Oh, I thought it was
it was
a viewing area.
I'm just going to go back on the porch and sit and watch this. Yeah.
Okay. Hon, why don't you take the kids over to the fire safety thing? I'm going to go check out the lactation station.
So again, we're going to go back to this family-friendly event. And in addition to all of the safety elements, you know, this event does run for 4 hours. So we invite the community to come down, whether they can stay for half an hour, whether they can stay for the full 4 hours. There will be an area where attendees can just take a little break, and we've got some entertainment planned. We've got the Paducah Marimba Band coming. We've got Big Top the Clown will be performing. Cadillac Academy, which is an amazing program hosted through Cadillac. They're going to be putting on a surprise performance, and also a very, very special cheer group is going to perform. It's a special needs cheer group that's going to put on a cheer, the Spirit
very
Cheer
nice,
Team.
Ladies.
So there's refreshments. Again, there's an area where attendees can take a break. So come down. Something for everyone. Kids of all ages, completely free. We've got the Paducah Marimba Band coming. We've got Big Top the Clown will be performing. Cadillac Academy, which is an amazing program hosted through Cadillac. They're going to be putting on a surprise performance, and also a very, very special cheer group is going to perform. It's a special needs cheer group that's going to put on a cheer, the Spirit
very
Cheer
nice,
Team.
Ladies.
So there's refreshments. Again, there's an area where attendees can take a break. So come down. Something for everyone. Kids of all ages, completely free.
Go ahead, Kathleen. Let me also mention that this year, for the first time, we're doing a car seat clinic. So parents can drive up. We've got a whole group of certified child passenger safety technicians.
I can't tell you how infuriating it is when I see a child improperly strapped into a car seat.
It's hard for us, too, and I'm trying really hard not to be the crazy lady in the Target parking lot. Go running over and
you're right.
Yell, now, if people want more information, is there a website?
So they can visit the Catholic website. There is some information on our main homepage, catholic.org, or people are very welcome to contact the Catholic Community Relations Office at 942-2286.
Nice and simple, catholic.org. Ladies, thanks for coming in and giving us the education on this. Hope you have a successful event.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
8:16 now on KORD.
Greg and Woody say, the tighter the jeans, the better.
Hey, Greg, do these pants make my butt look big?
The Cord Waking Crew with Greg and Woody. Back with more next on KORD. I'm not touching that one.
Crazy low price.